Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Queen's Lair. This is Renee Lowe, your host, and I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media and the curator of Blackberry Naturals. Onyx Queen Media is a boutique branding and event planning firm, and we are based out of the Atlanta metro area, and we have satellite offices in New York, D.C., and also in Chicago. Welcome again. I know that we are winding down the year. I cannot believe that we are already 1 week through December. We've got like 3 weeks left until 2017. That's like unbelievable to me. I can't believe how fast everything is moving. But speaking of that, I know that a lot of people have seen the memes that are going around on Instagram talking about the people that you are not messing with, and I'm cleaning it up because it was a little bit more sordid than that, but I'm saying the clean version, the people who I'm not messing with in 2017. So I thought that was kind of funny because there was a whole lot of different memes going around. My favorite one is with Prince, and his face is, you know, given the side eye, and it has like the little the wording on there, which is so hilarious to me. But I wanted to, you know, I thought about it because I saw that meme last year, and I thought about it and said, you know what, I need to do a podcast on this and talk about a few things. Well, I'll tell you who I'm not messing with in 2017, and here is my top three list. And I must mention, this is geared towards the entrepreneur, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Number one, the first person that I'm not messing with in 2017 is the slacker. We all know who the slacker is. This is the person who never wants to do the work, but wants to get equal parts of the credit. I will tell you this. I'm great with working in groups. I love working on group projects, but at the same time, I do have an issue with working on group projects because I'm always the person who is kind of like the organizer because that's naturally who I am. So I'm the fixer, I'm the organizer. And then there's a couple other people who I gravitate to who are more the numbers person and then the one that kind of caps it and puts it all together. And we are usually the workhorses. Those people are usually the workhorses, and then you have the two or three stragglers who just slack the whole way through. So when I was in school, even as a kid, but I would say even more in college, is the ones that I remember the best, is, you know, when you have like a group project or you had to work on something or whatever, and you would get like a group grade. It was always frustrating to me because I always knew that we could get an A in whatever it is that we were doing, but we would get a B or a B minus or something like that because there was always a couple people in the group who just flat out decided that they were going to slack. They weren't going to do their part of the project. I remember being a part of a project in my psychology 101 class in college, and I'm telling you, this guy that was a part of it, he didn't even do his part of the assignment. Like, at all. And the only reason why we got a B is because everybody else was so on point in the group, you know. So it was very disheartening. It was like, you didn't even try, you know. So I love working on group efforts, you know, to get things done, especially when you're trying to help people who need the help. And I mean, this could be anything. It could be work. It could be charity, whatever. I love it. But I also don't like when people come around for a photo op. you know, where they do their volunteer work for photo ops, you know, and then they post, they blast across social media what they did and where they volunteered. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting stuff out there about what your company is into and what your company is doing. But when it turns into a situation where it's just a photo op and it's really not something that you continue to support throughout the year, you know, people in shelters and people, you know, children that need warm lunches or whatever it is, that goes on all year round, not just during the holidays. You know what I mean? You have to be involved all year round. Pick some sort of charity, whatever it is, and support them throughout the year. Go to their events. Because when you buy tickets for their events, a portion of those proceeds are probably going to go to, you know, the research for the cancer or the lupus or the sickle cell or whatever it is that you want to support, you know. So that is one thing that I really have a tough time with is people who slack, the slackers of the world. So that's one. My second person who I will not be messing with in 2017 is the narcissist. Oh, my dear narcissists out there, I'm going to come at it from the standpoint of people who think they're so narcissistic to believe that they think you need them to succeed. If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you were. I'm all about giving credit where credit is due, but when somebody puts themselves so high to say, you need to do it this way, you need to do it that way, like there's not another way to do things, like there's not another avenue to get to that other, you know, street on the other side of town, there's a million different ways to get to the end point. And when people stand in your way and say, well, this is the way you need to do it, no, you need to do it the way that's going to work best for you. I can only give you advice, even with my clients. I tell them what I feel is best based on what I've seen in said situations. But in the end, it's going to be up to them to make the decision. I never look at myself and say, well, if you don't do it this way, it's not going to succeed. I just tell them if I've had a personal experience with whatever it is they're trying to do, I tell them my personal experience and say, well, it may be different for you because I'm a different person than they are. So something that may have been difficult for me to achieve may be very easy for them to achieve and vice versa. So never be on this narcissistic level that you alone are the only, you know, yellow brick road. Okay? Never, ever think that you're the yellow brick road. All right? The third and final person that I am not taking into 2017 is the shot callers. Oh, yes, the shot callers. By shot callers, I mean the people who promise you the world. I know this person. I know that person. I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm going to get you in the door here, there, and everywhere. Okay? And then if they do get you in the door, then they feel like you are forever indebted to them. I put you on. I gave you this. I gave you that. Now you feel like you owe them for the rest of the time. You know, these are the people who talk big all day about the connections that they have. And maybe they do have those connections. But let me tell you something. You're not the only one that has connections. There are plenty of people. I see it all the time. I'm just going to talk about the things I see on Instagram because Instagram is life to everybody pretty much. So let's just talk about what we see on Instagram. I see a whole bunch of folks posing with celebrities, this, that, and the other. Just like you were posing with a celebrity, there are 50,000 other people on Instagram posing with celebrities too. Or have an inside track somewhere, or a phone number to some producer, or, you know, whatever the case, or an email to somebody's manager. If you have it, chances are there's 90 other people in your timeline that have it too. I see people out there who they work with one celebrity, and then all of a sudden they are connected to the celebrity as a celebrity chef. They are a celebrity wrangler. They are a celebrity publicist, or they are a celebrity brand, executive, or whatever the case may be. And you have never even really worked directly with that person. I'm in a group on social media. I won't even say what it is, but I'm in a group on social media, and we get to talking all the time. And there was a complaint from one of the folks in the group. It's like, stop claiming people as your clients if they do not work with you on a regular basis. You cannot call people your clients when they belong to somebody else, when they work with somebody else. And say belong, that may not be the best word, but when they work with somebody else and they pay somebody else a fee. If you got called in on an event, you cannot say that this was your client. You can say that I worked this event, but you cannot call them a client. Because, clients are people that you have contracts with, and not just even a one-off contract. This has to be an ongoing situation. I have 11 clients that I do work for every single day, and I have contracts with each of them. Those are my clients. I work with probably 30 or 40 other people during the year, a mix of celebrity folks, a mix of VIPs, a mix of whatever it is, political types throughout the year, outside of my clients. But I don't call them my clients. It was a job. It was an event that I just happened to be a part of, even if I planned the event and hired a celebrity or hired a singer, or, that's happened as well, where I've hired, R&B singer that you hear on the radio every day, So the frontin' and the stuntin' and the shot calling, not necessary. Just be who you are. Don't promise a whole bunch of things, and then even if you do something for someone, whatever, don't act like, well, I helped you out, and you owe me. That shot caller, baller type thing, it's not necessary. Just be who you are. Stay in your lane. Narcissists, trust and believe, there are many ways to the road and end game of success. So many roads, that, and I guarantee you 95% of those roads will not include you. I had someone contact me last year doing my annual Pink Leaf retreat. And for those who don't know, I am, I said in the beginning, I'm the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is a natural hair entrepreneur networking group for women. And we do a breast cancer awareness event every year in October. So we do like a little getaway weekend. We learn about wellness and health and, talk about getting tested for breast cancer and a whole lot of other business things and what have you. I had someone contact me that they wanted their client to be a part of the event. And they're basically trying to sell me on it that my event, your event's going to be sold out if you have this person there. And I thought to myself, my event is sold out every year, no matter if I have high-profile people or not. Never think that your success hangs in the balance of one person. And remember, the slackers are going to do nothing but drag you down. Now is the time before you go into 2017 to start cleaning house and get the right people on your team. But those are the three people who I'm not messing with in 2017. So think about your list. Who are you, or what are you not bringing into 2017? That's all we have this week. Find us on the web at Onyx Queen Media, and also our website, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We will talk to you next week. Bye.